What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Storytime Podcast. I'm your host, Keegan Cahoon, and I'm going to be talking about my first time ever getting high. Hear me out. I'm only 15, I understand. It's technically illegal or whatever, but like, you know, it's what at least one everybody, like if you meet somebody, especially in Ohio or especially in Tip City, like, that they've gotten high before. So it was just, you know, the normal day. Oh, and if you want, go subscribe to my YouTube channel and Ali Keegs. Follow my Instagram to get notifications or just know when I post a new episode on the podcast. So go follow me and subscribe to me. So it was just, you know, my normal average day. And I had started already vaping, like, mid seventh grade or so, and I started noticing I kind of had a nicotine addiction, and that's what I always didn't want. Like, I was like, oh, I really hope I don't become that kid that has a nicotine addiction, and like, I got hooked. It's true, y'all. Like, if you haven't vaped before, don't do it. It is seriously, it actually is addictive. Thankfully, you know, I got away from it. I stopped doing it, but to stop doing it, I started smoking weed, right? So it was just, you know, my normal day, and I'm going to school, and so this was at the end of seventh grade, actually. I started vaping mid-seventh grade, so I had only been smoking for, like, a few months, maybe, like, 2 months or so, and I hadn't gotten high yet. I was just getting those Nick highs for, like, you know, 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes, really. So, it's just, you know, my normal day. I wake up, I'm not planning on doing too much, and it's actually not a normal day, well, school-wise. It's state testing day, and this was the worst day, possibly, you know, that I could have picked to, do this, and it's state testing, and, you know, I'm planning on, you know, just going in, you know, state testing days are always, you know, the chillest days, like, you don't really do anything, like, you kind of get into class later, and then you pretty much do testing all day, so, you know, it's a pretty chill day, like, we have testing, like, almost all week, it's whatever, and I go in, and, you know, I'm talking to, like, any friends I have, whatever. And so one of my friends, I mean, he was more like, I would say, like, a plug of mine. He would get me, I don't know, just, he would get me stuff. He'd maybe, like, get me a little bit Nick high and, like, school or whatever, you know. I mean, later on, actually, this was the guy I got, like, stuff from. I mean, he was really I'm not going to give out any names, but he was a scam. I was friends with him for a little too long. The person that I actually, like, got most of my highs with was one of my best friends. Anyways, so this guy, he brings a dab pen into school one day, and he's like, yo, bro, I got this shit. You're trying to hit it. I'm like, damn, bro, I've never gotten high before. You know, today is, like, it's state testing. Like, oh, shit. So, you know how important state testing is. I mean, I was only in seventh grade, so, like, state testing isn't, like, super important. Your parents still pretty much decide whether you go to the next grade or not. So, state testing day, and I'm like, oh, shit, what should I do? I mean, am I trying to get high for my first time? Or, like, what am I going to do? So, you know, I'm just kind of, like, nervous as shit. Like, oh, God, I don't know what to think in my mind. Like, what should I do? Like, he should ask me another day to do this kind of stuff. So, I'm, like, really nervous. I don't know what to say, do. And I kind of sit there for a little bit, and I'm like, you know what, fuck it, dude, I don't care. I was like, I don't know what went through my mind, but I was like, whatever. It was the dumbest decision I've ever made. Not really my dumbest decision, but it was definitely a very dumb one. So he passes it to me before we start testing. He gives it to me, and he's like, yo, so you can go hit the shit in the bathroom, whatever. So, you know, I obviously get up, and I just go to the bathroom. I'm like, yo, teacher, whatever, can I go to the bathroom? I get up, I go, and on my way there, there's, like, two teachers that pass me, and they're just like, where are you going? I'm like, to the bathroom. I gotta go to the restroom. I'm like, oh, okay. So I was like already kind of freaking out enough. So then I get into the bathroom. I'm like, bro, I've never done this shit before. So he told me like how to turn it on or whatever, how it works. I was like, okay. I hit it, I don't even know how many times, like 3 times. I didn't think it would be as strong as it was. So I did that like 3 times. I was like, okay, this isn't really, you know, as exciting or like crazy as I thought it would be, right? Because, you know, when you do it, it's like, it might take like 5 minutes or so before you start feeling anything. But so I do that, I sit back down, and he's like, yo, bro, if you like cough or some shit, like I thought it was so dumb, like if you cough, it opens up your lungs or whatever, you get higher. So like I'm sitting there like literally fucking coughing. I look dumb as shit, bro. So we get done like midway through like state testing, like we get a break or whatever. So I give him back the pen, and I'm out of it. Like I'm just sitting there guessing every question. I'm just like staring off into space, laughing my ass off, like randomly. I'm just like, I don't know how the teacher didn't notice, bro, but I was so fucked. So that wasn't the best day. But it was definitely a good high. It was just, I didn't really do good on the state testing. I got like a fourth, fifth grade level being in seventh grade. It was the worst. It was a very bad decision that I shouldn't have made. So, you know, I keep going on throughout my day. Obviously not very normally, if I could say. And I'm pretty sure this is the same day I got in my fight. I think I got, yeah, this was the end of the year. No, actually it wasn't. That was another day I got high and got in my first fight. That could be for another story, but because this, a lot of stuff happened seventh grade at the end of the year. A lot of shit happened. It's a crazy year. So I keep going on with throughout my day, and I'm just like, bro, I don't know how I'm even making it through the day. I am so out of it. I'm like out of this world, bro. I don't even know what's happening. Then I think I go back in. He gives me it back like after lunch is over. We go back in, and I hit it a few more, like 2 more times. And holy shit, it was the worst decision of my life. Like this was like, it was Friday. Like it was the weekend. It was about to be the weekend and stuff. And he just looks at me and he's like, hold on, sorry, there was something. He just looks at me and he's like, dude, you look so fucking high. I'm like, yeah, uh-huh, this is, it was like the worst. I don't know why I did this. I should have waited for like another day. Like I did it on state testing day in seventh grade. Like how dumb can I be? I don't know what was going through my mind when I decided to do this, so. You know, I'm also hungry as shit, bro. Like, I spent, like, $8, $9 on school lunch. Like, my average, I spent, like, $3 to $4. I spent, like, $9 on school lunch, dude, bro. I was so hungry. I was confused. I'm like, bro, why am I so hungry? That is true. Like, not every time you get high, you're super hungry. But, like, that time, I was like, holy shit. I was starving, bro. Like, I hadn't even had breakfast yet. So, it kind of starts to wear off. Like, I'm not, like, when I first had it, like, when I was, like, messed up, like, during state testing, I didn't even know what was happening. Everything felt so weird. My body didn't even feel like my body, bruh. And when I have a problem, like, when I'm high, like, I get really paranoid in the beginning. Like, the first, like, 20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, I'm like, I can't handle it. Like, even to this day, I freak out because I'm not, like, a hardcore, you know, like, weed smoker. Like, I'll do it, like, every once in a while. I mean, I kind of stopped. I did, yeah, but even when I was doing it, like, quite a bit, I never knew how to properly chill the fuck out. Like, I would always be so fucking paranoid. Like, I'm not the type, like, I just saw a ghost, or like I just saw a clown or some shit. Like, I'm not like that, like crazy. I'm just super paranoid, like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I feel like I'm gonna die, I'm gonna pass out, I'm gonna puke. And then after 15 minutes, I chill out and I'm good. And I realize it was just like, it was all coming to me, like hitting me at once. So I was, even to this, like, you know, even after I started getting used to it, and after, like, I started smoking weed, bro, I stopped vaping, bro, I stopped that, because, I mean, it wasn't that difficult. My addiction to nicotine was not that bad, because I had only been doing it for, like, 2 months, but, I mean, it's not like I was, like, doing it, like, constantly. I was meeting up with, like, friends, or I had my own for a little bit, my own little vape, but that shit broke in like 3 days. Like, it stopped working, and it was kind of a waste of money, but I mean, I guess it was kind of worth it. I don't know. And yeah, that was my first time. It was a really bad decision, and I stopped vaping after that. You know, I switched to getting high, and I tried a lot of different stuff, and it was all throughout eighth grade was my biggest, you know, stoner type year. Like, I had only been smoking, like, end of seventh grade all the way through eighth grade, and then Corona hit, and I kind of quit. Like, you know, I might do it every once in a while, but, I mean, I've kind of moved away from it a lot, fully smoking anything that will get me fucked up, bro. I've kind of moved away from it. Not entirely, but I'm trying. Not because I'm addicted, but it's just, like, it's something that helps me get through the day sometimes. Anyways, I know these podcasts aren't that long. They're just story times. It's not like most episodes that people make that are, like, 50 minutes long. I cannot talk into a microphone for 50 minutes straight by myself. I would need somebody else in here. So let me know if you're trying to do an episode with me, and what topic. Well, I don't know. It would have to be a story time, because that's kind of what this podcast is about. But follow my Instagram, NLE Keeks. You can see anytime I make a new podcast episode. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I got a few songs up on my YouTube channel that are pretty trash. But yeah, go subscribe to that. And Ellie Keegs as well. And yeah, I'm out.